The After House by Mary Roberts Rinehart. This book is read by Rebecca Burns. This recording of the full-length reading of The After House was produced in 1998 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Chapter 1. I Plan a Voyage. By the bequest of an elder brother, I was left enough money to see me through a small college in Ohio, and to secure me 4 years in a medical school in the East. Why I chose medicine I hardly know. Possibly the career of a surgeon attracted the adventurous element in me. Perhaps, coming of a family of doctors, I merely followed the line of least resistance. It may be, indirectly but inevitably, that I might be on the yacht Ella on that terrible night of August 12th, more than a year ago. I got through, somehow. I played quarterback on the football team, and made some money coaching. In summer I did whatever came to hand, from chartering a sailboat at a summer resort and taking passengers, at so much a head, to checking up cucumbers in Indiana for a western pickle house. I was practically alone. Commencement left me with a diploma, a new dress suit, an out-of-date medical library, a box of surgical instruments of the same date as the books, and an incipient case of typhoid fever. I was 24, 6 feet tall, and 40 inches around the chest. Also, I had lived clean, and worked and played hard. I got over the fever, finally, pretty much all bone and appetite, but alive. Thanks to the college, my hospital care had cost nothing. It was a good thing. I had just...